Hey, this is Matt, and I want to ask you, do you know the six levers that if you master, you can massively scale your cash-based medical practice? Well, if you don't, you want to listen very, very closely because I'm going to dive into those in today's video and podcast. But before we go any further, I want to give you an update on something. A couple of weeks ago, I posted a very popular topic in today's day and age, and that is, do you know the top two positions in order for, that you need to hire? And it surprised a lot of people because the two top positions are front desk, somebody meaning someone who's non-medical to be able to answer the phone and book appointments. And then the second is someone to close the patients into the high-end practice procedures. Well, I want to give you an update on that. Two of my top clients, one of them is Trevor, he's in Buffalo. The second is Tracy, she's in Wisconsin. Both followed that advice. And Tracy had her first month that she was open. She had a great month. She did an excess of $30,000 in her first month. She's well on track to exceed that in the month of June. Trevor is on track to do $120,000 in his second full month of being open. What's the difference? Is it their product offering? Is it their training? No. It's because that they have a front desk person who answers the phone live 40 hours a week, and they're not medical. It's beautiful. And then we have patient counselors who are actually working with the patients to close them into the appropriate treatment plan. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that video or listen to that podcast, go back and take a look at it. But tonight, or today, I should say, I'm going to talk to you specifically about the six levers of your practice that you need to focus in on in order for you to massively scale. Now, before I go any further on this, I want to give you an analogy. What I'm going to share with you about the six levers, these are what we call key performance indicators or key performance metrics. Some people call them KPIs. And I will tell you that when I started measuring these in my own practices, our business skyrocketed. We went from doing $70,000 a month to $130,000 a month to $220,000 a month in 90 to 120, about 120 days or so. And the reason why these are so important is that you should be able to measure these daily. And they are actually become leading indicators as to how your business is going to perform. I want to liken it, I always liken it to measuring the blood work of a patient. If I were to give you the blood work of a patient that has, say, 500 triglycerides, LDL of like 250, let's say that they have a 5.9 A1C, you know what to do. You could look at their blood work, you could look at that blood panel, and without laying hands on that patient, you would know exactly what to do with them, right? They could be in India, they could be in Africa, they could be right down the street, but you could look at their blood panel, you could look at their vital signs, you could look at, and not even really have to look at their medical history, and you could know exactly what to do. Well, these six levers of your business are exactly the same. They are the things that you need to measure on a regular basis. And in this case, you need to measure them daily. Now, I know with blood work, we don't measure it daily. We may measure it quarterly or maybe monthly, depending on what they're doing. But the bottom line is that we measure it. And what you need to be doing is tracking these numbers each and every single day in order for you to gain a picture of your practice. Now, I'm going to go through these six measurements, and I want you to understand we measure them on a daily basis, a daily, a weekly, and a rolling monthly basis to get a really clear picture of what's going on in our practices. All right, so the first one is the number of new inquiries. Okay. Now, what is a new inquiry? A new inquiry is anybody who is not currently a patient of yours, who has not seen you in the past, who inquires about your services on either via a web form, filling out a contact us form or a web form, or a brand new caller into the practice. Now, the question always comes up, like, how do I measure that? Well, I like to use a tool called CallRail, CallRail, and I set that up to be able to track how many new inquiries I'm getting. And what this does is, in the short version, is that this masks, it's a number that overlays over your main number that people call, and it'll track you the number of new callers that come in. So that way I can start to get an idea of the new inquiries, okay? So that's the first metric, is how many new inquiries are we getting daily, weekly, and monthly. If that number is down every single day for a week, you know that in the future upcoming weeks, you're going to have slow revenue weeks. That's simple. Second, the second one that you must track are new patient evaluations. A new patient evaluation is exactly that. It is a patient who has never seen you before, who is coming in for you to evaluate them on a particular issue or problem. Now, these can be telemedicine appointments as well. I know a lot of you are doing those these days. They've been working very, very well for people. But the bottom line is this is someone who has never seen you before and they're coming in. Okay, now the reason why this is important is that you'll have to determine a number, that's what my client, that I do with my clients, of new patient evals that you need to see a day or a week in order for you to hit your numbers. And I'll explain that a bit when you look at these other couple of metrics, okay? Now, the next couple of levers that I'm gonna work with you on, these next three are all going to be derived from some combination of those first two numbers, okay? Again, you have to track these numbers daily. This is your front desk people can track this. So let's go ahead and dive into them, all right? So the third lever is the number of converts, okay? Number of converts. Number of converts are exactly that. How many people converted into a treatment plan that day? Now, I like to track that number in two different ways. I have my clients track it in new patient evals and then existing patients. Okay, so once a patient comes in and sees you one time, they now become an existing patient, okay, because they're seeing you for something or they've come in for some kind of evaluation. So the number of conversions. Now, what we do is I like to look at this number as a number and as a percentage. Okay, now how do we get the percentage? It's really simple. What I do is we take the number of plan buyers, that's a convert, how many conversions, or we take the number of new patient evals and the number of conversions, and we divide that by the number of new patient evaluations. That gives us a percentage, right? You want to see your new patient eval, you want to see your conversion percentage on new patients coming in at 50%. If you are not seeing that at 50% on the first visit, then you have an issue with your process of how you are converting your patients. Now, you might think, oh, but Matt, I don't want to be that pushy. The bottom line is that you don't have to be pushy. If you aren't good enough at what you do, you don't need to be pushy. What we have to do is if that number is below 50%, now here's where this gets really cool. This is why these numbers are so important. If this number is below 50%, then we know that something in that process is broken. If we follow the process, the score, the revenue will take care of itself. And so if your number, say, is 20%, if you're a client of mine, the first thing we would be diving into is what are all the things that are happening or not happening that are reducing, that's causing that number to be low. Imagine this. Imagine if you had a patient come in and that patient had high triglycerides of 500. Well, that's a red flag, right? If that continues, that's a heart attack waiting to happen, okay? So what you have to do at that point is you've got to say, all right, what are the things? And we would look at diet. We would look at alcohol intake. We would look at exercise or lack of exercise. We would look at medications, and you would develop a plan to be able to fix that to get those 500 triglycerides down below 200. It's the same thing when it comes to your conversion number. So there are accepted real numbers that this should be, right? We know that triglycerides should be below 200 in order for a patient to be healthy. That is a widely accepted, understood metric, right? The same thing holds true with your conversion number. Based on my experience of owning clinics, working with hundreds of patient practice owners around the globe, or in the US and Canada, I should say, not around the globe, around the US and Canada. And what we have found in all of these is that that number has to be at 50% in order for this to work. Okay. And there's a lot of things that you can do to fix it. If it's not, then we probably need to talk. Okay. Now, the next one is the average revenue per transaction. Average revenue per transaction. Now, average revenue per transaction is you take the total amount of revenue that is generated for the day and you divide that by the total number of transactions. So let's say that you made $2,000 today and you pull up your receipts and you see that you had 10 transactions. Well, 10 into 2,000 is $200 average revenue per transaction. Now, if we then also look at your your conversion percentage, and it's 20%, I know that we can fix the revenue issue in your business by improving the number of conversions that you have. Okay. So here's the deal. Your average revenue per transaction needs to be around $1,000 per transaction in order for your metrics to work. And I'll explain this, by the way, with our next one, which is called our cost to acquire. And then I'm going to wrap all three of these together. The next one is your cost to acquire a patient. What does it cost you to acquire a paying patient? So we want to know for the people that are, everybody that's coming in, what does it cost for us to get a buyer? Because that's really all we really are concerned about is we want to have buyers. Well, what you do is you take your revenue, your total revenue, and you divide that by your marketing spend. Now, if you're spending $4,000 a month on advertising on your marketing, you can just take this and divide that by 20 days in the month, and you can kind of get a basic idea. I like to look at this number as a rolling 30-day average. Okay, if you look at it daily and weekly, you're going to drive yourself absolutely crazy. So I like to look at this as a rolling 30-day average. Okay, and so if my cost to acquire is $150 and my average revenue per transaction is $200, I've got some problems because you're going negative on every single sale. This cost to acquire doesn't factor in your rent, your utilities, your payroll, doesn't factor in any of that. We want to see this number at a bare minimum, 3 to 1. Okay. So for every dollar that I spend in marketing, I need to be making $3 back. And that would give me a fighting chance to be able to, in order for me to cover all my other monthly expenses. So here, let me show you how cool this is. Okay. So let's say that our conversion percentage is 20%, our average revenue per transaction is 200, and our cost to acquire is $100. That is a telltale sign that a business is struggling and they're probably not going to make it if they continue down that path because they're technically losing money on every transaction. Now, where most people go is they go, oh, I got to cut my advertising, my marketing spend. That's the wrong thing to do. It's the absolute wrong thing to do in this case. What you need to do in this case is we need to figure out how to improve those conversions, because if we get those conversions up to say 50% and our average revenue per transaction goes up to $2,500 because we're selling more people at higher end things and our cost to acquire a customer is at $200, now we're making some real money. These three numbers are three of the most important numbers on the front end that you need to be monitoring on a day in and day out basis. It's that simple. Okay. So the sixth lever that I want to share with you is what we call monthly recurring revenue, or otherwise known as MRR. Monthly recurring revenue is such an important part of what you do. It's how many people do I have that are paying me a monthly recurring revenue? They've signed up for some kind of membership. They've signed up for something that we charge their card automatically each and every single month. Now, when we first started this, our first month, we added in $5,000 in monthly recurring revenue. What happened beyond that is we got to $22,000 within 3 months. That $22,000 covered our rent, covered our utilities, covered phones, internet, all that fun stuff. And it covered a portion of our payroll, not the entire amount of our payroll. But for most practices, then you're going to change completely the way that you think about your practice and your business. Okay. So let me go over these again. The six levers are the number of new inquiries. Okay. That is a daily, weekly, and monthly number. The new patient evals, again, daily, weekly, and monthly number. Your conversions, and that's going to be looked at as a number and a percentage. That is the people that buy into a plan, not who come in and see you, people that buy into a plan. Average revenue per transaction, which is total revenue divided by the total number of transactions, and your cost to acquire, which is your revenue divided by your marketing spend. And the last one is your monthly recurring revenue. If you do not have these and you are not tracking these, we probably need to talk. Let's book a call. Go to callwithmatt.com and we can do a 30-minute consult call. We can dive into these numbers a little bit more. If you don't know where to get them, I can show you where to get them or how to start tracking them. Okay. That's it for today. You all have a great week. Go out and get them. Talk to you later. Bye.